This is News Source 1 Michiana, your balanced source of news for the community. Welcome to Michiana Speak Out with Keith Thews, an interactive podcast where we can talk to you or you can speak to us. The show begins right after the national news.
News Nation This Hour, I'm Vic Vaughn. Defendant Kyle Rittenhouse was allowed to randomly pick numbers out of a raffle drum this morning at the end of his trial in Wisconsin.
Number 11, number 58, number 14.
That decided which six jurors would be dismissed for now as alternates. The other 12 have begun deliberating whether Rittenhouse should face life in prison or whether he killed two and injured a third in self-defense last year during civil unrest in Kenosha. American spending was much higher last month. Commerce Department says retail sales jumped 0.8%. A lot of it just reflects higher prices Americans are paying, but it also underpins solid hiring numbers and healthy savings accounts for many American households. President Biden brings his new infrastructure package to New Hampshire this afternoon. The AP's Sagar Meghani.
The president is going there because there is a broken down bridge that needs to be repaired.
Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says it kicks off an administration-wide push to highlight the trillion-dollar package's impacts on all Americans.
What they talk about at their kitchen tables.
With his popularity sagging, the president hopes to use the infrastructure bill to boost momentum for his broader social spending package.
That package could be brought to the House floor for vote this week. Pfizer has signed a deal on its experiment COVID-19 pill that could help bring about the end of the pandemic. The AP's Charles de Ledesma reports from London.
Pfizer says it would grant a license for the antiviral pill to the medicine's patent pool. The agreement lets generic drug companies make the pill for use in 95 countries, but excludes some large manufacturers with manufacturing capacity already.
The pill hasn't even got global approval yet. That has some health officials optimistic that it could help end the pandemic sooner than expected. Representative Jackie Speier has announced her planned retirement from Congress.
43 years ago this week, I was lying on an airstrip in the jungles of Guyana with 5 bullet holes in my body. I vowed that if I survived, I would dedicate my life to public service. I lived and I served.
From today's video message, referring to a deadly mission to Africa in 1978, she served 7 terms from California's San Francisco Bay Area, 40 years in public office at various levels. She's now the 14th House Democrat expected to step aside ahead of the 2022 midterms. Find News Nation on your cable or satellite provider and stay up to date around the clock at NewsNationNow.com and the News Nation Now app. I'm Vic Vaughn.
From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Simon Marks. China says that during their nearly 4-hour summit meeting, President Xi warned President Biden that he's playing with fire on the issue of Taiwan. The White House says President Biden made it clear that he strongly opposes any unilateral efforts by China to force Taiwan's reabsorption into the communist mainland. The issue was one of several areas of contention between the two countries that dominated the talks. Andrew Lang is a veteran China strategist and consultant.
Of course, the United States keeps on saying that he's not giving up the one China policy, but on the other hand, trying to push the envelope. The Taiwan, of course, is an absolute red line as far as China is concerned.
The two leaders agreed a more constructive relationship is necessary to avoid conflict between Washington and Beijing. President Biden saying that guardrails need to be put into place to guide competition between the world's two largest economies. Stanley Johnson, the father of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, has been accused of inappropriately touching a lawmaker with the ruling Conservative Party. Mr. Johnson says he has no recollection of the events that allegedly occurred at the party's annual conference in 2003. Britain's opposition Labour Party is calling for a full investigation. The presidents of France and Russia are calling for de-escalation in the crisis on the border between Poland and Belarus. Polish forces fired tear gas today after some of the would-be migrants pelted them with stones. From FSN's bureau in Paris, Ross Cullen reports.
Emmanuel Macron and Vladimir Putin agreed on a need to put an end to the crisis, even if they were said to disagree on the origins of the current crisis. The French presidential palace said the two leaders spoke on the phone on Monday, with Macron calling on his Russian counterpart to use his influence with Belarus and to do his utmost to end what France described as a serious humanitarian crisis. Ross Cullen, Paris.
Jury selection is underway at the trial of British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell. She denies charges of sex trafficking underage girls on behalf of disgraced and deceased sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. From FSN's New York Bureau, Will Denzelow reports.
Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested in New England last summer and is set to be tried on 6 counts, including transporting minors with the aim of criminal sexual activity. She's accused of recruiting and grooming girls for financier Jeffrey Epstein, who was found dead in a New York detention centre shortly after his arrest in 2019. His death was ruled a suicide. Maxwell denies the charges against her, and her legal team for months has complained about the reprehensible conditions she's been kept in for over a year. William Denzelow, New York.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, taking one more look today at the outcome of COP26. When the final Glasgow Climate Pact was revealed, much flak was directed in India's direction for insisting on a last-minute change in wording. As a result, the agreement calls for the phasing down of the use of coal as an energy source rather than phasing it out. It's a big difference. Some governments and many activists were furious with India for insisting on the change. But Mike Berners-Lee, professor at Lancaster University's Environment Centre, has a slightly different take.
We're either going to have a just transition or no transition at all. This has got to be made to work for every country in the world. We need to find a way of making it work for India. There's a lot of poverty in India. A lot of their energy comes from coal. There isn't so much money to fund the transition to renewables. And somehow we've got to make it an acceptable proposition for them. So when we, for example, cut our aid budget just before the COP, that sent out a really bad message. And, you know, in the critical 12 months we've got coming up now between the next COP, one of the best things we could do would be to put back that aid budget straight away.
And indeed, the Indian government's position is not that it's wedded to coal production forever, but that it needs more time and more support to shift away from it. The main news again. China says during their nearly 4-hour summit meeting, President Xi warned President Biden that he's playing with fire on the issue of Taiwan. Stanley Johnson, the father of British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, says he has no memory of an incident in which he's accused of inappropriately touching a Conservative Party lawmaker. And the presidents of France and Russia are calling for de-escalation in the migrant crisis on the border between Poland and Belarus. And that is the latest feature story news. Simon Marks reporting.
Detailed forecast today: partly sunny, with a high near 47. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Tonight a 20% chance of showers after 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy, with a temperature rising to around 55 by 4 a.m. Southeast wind around 15 miles per hour, becoming south after midnight. Winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour. Wednesday showers. High near 59. Southwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 90%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and quarter of an inch possible. Wednesday night rain showers likely before 5 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow showers. Mostly cloudy, with a low around 33. West wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 20 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 70%. Little or no snow accumulation expected. Thursday a 30% chance of snow showers before 7 a.m. Partly sunny, with a high near 39. West wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 25 miles per hour. We continue to monitor the latest developments on the anti-satellite missile debris field and if the crew on the International Space Station is in any additional danger.
Happy Tuesday. It is November the 16th, 2021. My name is Keith Thews, your host, and you're listening to Michiana Speak Out on News Source 1 Michiana. Tuesday's in the books. It is been a great weather day. Nice looks up there in the sky. Warm weather is a-coming, but only for a day and a half. It's supposed to warm up tonight, then the bomb's supposed to drop out of the temperatures on Thursday. So get out and enjoy it while you can. We got about a week and a half to Thanksgiving. So enjoy it while it is available, and then hunker down when it's not. Talking about hunkering down, the crew on the International Space Station had to do that twice yesterday because the Russians did a military test of a ground-based launched kill missile for satellites. It did a successful test, but it broke the spacecraft into 1,500 pieces, and those pieces threatened the astronauts, cosmonauts, and European Space Agency astronauts on the ISS. Not a good thing, and condemnation has already come from the U.S., from England, and I'm sure other countries are jumping on board protesting the Russians military for doing such a thing. Space debris is a astronauts, cosmonauts, and any other kind of non-human piloted or operated spacecraft. Being a space enthusiast, I know. And there's always a risk of going to space, but when you throw space junk, that has the potential to injure, kill, maim, or whatever. Precautions are definitely, definitely in order. Well, if you haven't got a chance to tune into our other podcasts that we have, Sylvia has a real nice one on the school systems. We had the Veterans Day show last week. Sylvia has some other announcements. And yesterday I played for you the obituary of Jimmy Carter, but he's not dead yet. And Queen Elizabeth, same thing. She's not dead yet either. But feature news service apparently pre-recorded the announcement to be played when that time comes, or they did a big oops. So if you had a chance to, please listen to our podcast, share them out there. If you would like to volunteer for this radio station, we would love to have you on board with us. You can share the news onto our Facebook page. You can report on news. You can have your own show. It's all up to you. So let us know. Contact me on the News Source 1 Michiana Facebook group. Well, when we come back, since it's an easygoing day, we're going to go back in the archives to day one, October the 1st, as we're talking chess and a chess club that's going to be playing tonight. Bethel United Methodist Church, which is on the corner of Simonton and Michigan in Elkhart. So we're going to talk to the head of the Elkhart Chess Club, the Bumsey out there. And then we're going to be talking Happy and Whole on him. And another Paul Harvey. Enjoy it. Indian Summer's back, part two.
Happy Thanksgiving. Here are some Thanksgiving free meals that are happening in our area. On Thursday, November 25th, the Matterhorn Elkhart will partner once again with the Elkhart Salvation Army for a drive-through style Thanksgiving dinner to the first 1,000 people, and that will run from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. If you have any questions or like to volunteer, call 574-970-0088. The First United Methodist Church in Goshen, also on November 25th, we'll have a free Thanksgiving meal from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Faith Mission of Elkhart will be serving hot and cold meals, drive-thru style, or walking up on the 25th from 12:30 to 1 p.m. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving and take care. Be safe.
Hey, it's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man. But you haven't worn me in like forever. I get it, you're retired. But I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Here is some energy assistance happening, rural services for the counties of Elkhart, Fulton, Kosciuszko, Marshall, and St. Joseph, Indiana counties. Rural services has begun their energy assistance that started November 1st. Households must be within 60% of state median income. To request an application, you can call 574-232-6501 or 800-225-3367. The assistance is based on the previous 3 months of income. You will need Social Security cards, copy of IDs, proof of income for all household members 18 and older, recent copies of electric and heating bills, and a landlord affidavit or a copy of a signed lease that's less than 24 months old. More information can be found at realservices.org. Take care and have a wonderful day.
Yes, we are talking about chess this afternoon. Welcome everybody to Michiana Speak Out on the all new and improved New Source One. Michiana is our first day of operations as the new name and the expansion that once was SME Community Radio. We're now covering all of Michiana. And yes, we are talking about chess and the fun game it is and the challenging game it is with Les Kistler. He is a resident of Mishawaka, but we're going to be talking about a club that he runs in Elkhart.
That's right. We call ourselves the Elkhart BUM Bum Chess Club because we meet at Bethel United Methodist, and the initials of Bethel United Methodist are BUM. This chess club meets from 7 to 10 p.m. every Tuesday evening at Bethel United Methodist Church, 1200 North Michigan Street in Elkhart. That's at the corner of Michigan Street and Simonton Street. And this chess club is free to anybody who wants to come and play chess. And we often use U.S. Chess Federation rules with chess clocks, but anybody is welcome. And we typically have people in age from about 13 up through age 70 joining us on Tuesday nights. Once again, this is the Elkhart BUM Chess Club, which meets at Bethel United Methodist Church, 1200 North Michigan Street in Elkhart. Every Tuesday night, we play chess from 7 to 10 p.m., and we meet in the church basement in the fellowship room.
All right, so Les, how did you get into chess, and how did this chess club come to be?
Many years ago, my dad taught me and my brother, my sisters and my mother how to play chess, and we had kind of informal little games and tournaments at our home. Dad was always the champion, and I was always second or third, and I used to cry when I lost, but I was only about 8 or 9 years old, and so I had to learn how to lose. But around 1972, Bobby Fischer became world chess champion by beating a Russian, Boris Spassky, in a very famous chess match held in Reykjavik, Iceland. And that set off what they called the Fischer chess boom in the United States. And that particular year, 1972, many people picked up chess for the first time, and tournaments were just bursting at the seams. People wanted to play chess, and clubs all around the United States had many, many members. Anyway, Bobby Fischer passed away at the age of 64, but there still is a fairly large chess community in the United States. The chess club I referred to earlier just got started back in September 2020, but we only met for 8 weeks because Elkhart County had an increase in COVID cases. However, we were invited by Bethel United Methodist Church to come back to play chess back in March 2021, and we've been meeting on Tuesday nights ever since.
All right, and so for folks who have never played chess, are the members and the participants pretty easy to teach, or do you actually have classes that you're planning to teach for those who've never done chess?
Right now, everybody who comes has already played chess, although we do have people that are beginners, and once in a great while, we'll have the top-rated master from South Bend come over. So beginners through master-rated players are there, but typically most folks there are amateur. There's nobody there that's a grandmaster, but we have had one master from South Bend come over. We will help beginners get you started if you need to learn how to play, but it is an advantage if you already know the rules.
Okay, and so you're saying that there's clocks that's involved. How long does a typical game last?
That all depends on what you want. Typically on a Tuesday evening at the Elkhart Bum Chess Club, we use clocks with 10 minutes per player.
Okay.
And we have a five-game tournament most Tuesday nights. Sometimes we'll have six games, maybe even seven, depending on if we have enough hours to play.
All right. And so besides Elkhart Bethel Methodist Church, where else are there any places to do chess?
Locally, I think Elkhart Bethel United Methodist Church is the only one that has live chess at the moment. Currently, most people are playing chess online using chess.com
okay.
as a platform, or else lichess.org. That's L-I-C-H-E-S-S.org, lichess.org, where you can get in tournaments there. So because of the pandemic, in-person chess clubs have kind of withered away a little bit, but the Elkhart Bum Chess Club is the only one we know of that is meeting with live players right now.
Okay. And so how do folks know about, you know, when they come to the building, can they just walk in or do they need to have advance notice to you, like a reservation?
There's no need for a reservation, but if you have questions, you can email me. And my email address is lkistler, L-K-I-S-T-L-E-R, lkistler_phm, that's Penn Harris Madison is what that stands for, at yahoo.com. Let me repeat that again, lkistler_phm at yahoo.com. Email me if you have any questions about the Elkhart Bethel United Methodist Church Chess Club. And right now, masks are optional, although we will try to follow guidance from Elkhart County health officials if they require masks indoors for groups. But currently, masks are optional as of the last week of September 2021.
All right. And so, well, thank you so much, Les, for joining us this afternoon. And when you have people that come in, which door should they come in at and what room are they going to be at the Bethel United Methodist Church? And give us the address of the church one more time.
Yeah, the church's address is 1200 North Michigan Street. That's Bethel United Methodist Church, 1200 North Michigan Street at the corner of Simonton and Michigan Streets. And that's Elkhart, Indiana, zip code 46514. 7 to 10 p.m. is when the chess club meets in the church basement.
Okay.
And just come right on in and introduce yourself to somebody there, and we'll try to find you an opponent.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much, Les, for the interview. And stay tuned. We have more coming up on Michiana Speak Out on the all-new and improved News Source 1, Michiana.
What can we do when day after day we're watching the bad guys win? When folks in power continue to smile and brag and put others down? Has this ever hit close to home for you, friend? Maybe your own actions unintentionally opened the door for a troublemaker to bring destruction? And now there's nothing you can do to undo these circumstances. Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. Today we'll read Psalm 52, which David wrote after he heard the report of an awful calamity. David writes, "Why do you boast of evil, you mighty hero? Why do you boast all day long? You who are a disgrace in the eyes of God, you who practice deceit, your tongue plots destruction. It is like a sharpened razor. You love evil rather than good, falsehood rather than speaking the truth. You love every harmful word, you deceitful tongue." Now, I think you can tell this address to a mighty hero is sarcastic. There was a man named Doeg, a man whose sword had cut down 85 unarmed priests in the town of Nob. That's the awful report that David had heard. And David was recently in Nob. He may very well have seen Doeg. You see, David was on the run from Saul, who in his paranoia thought David was after his throne. And a priest there, who was oblivious to the whole situation, had given David some provisions as he was passing through. Saul arrives after David left, and Doeg had ratted out this priest in order to arouse Saul's anger. And it worked. And Saul gave Doeg the power and authority to slay all these godly men, 85 priests. Few people can understand grief and anger to the level that David must be feeling. But many of us know troublemakers who have brought destruction to folks we know and care about. They have tongues like razors. They turn situations so they can hurt people. James tells us the tongue is a planet of evil, because words can devastate, as they do here. But notice now David's words of faith about hearing what has happened. Verse 5. "Surely God will bring you down to everlasting ruin. He will snatch you up and pluck you from your tent. He will uproot you from the land of the living. The righteous will see and fear. They will laugh at you, saying, 'Here now is the man who did not make God his stronghold, but trusted in his great wealth and grew strong by destroying others.'" Friends, do you see what faith does? Faith enables us to step into the future so we can stand back and take in what God will do. David sees wicked men are like weeds that God's going to uproot from the earth. They will not last when God comes. And David says, "We'll see it and we'll be having the last laugh. You who grew strong by stepping on others, how's it working for you now?" You see, faith looks at the past through the lens of the future, because faith is the assurance of things not yet seen, Hebrews 11:1. And this allows David to see himself rightly now in the present. He closes his psalm in verses 8 and 9. "But I am like an olive tree flourishing in the house of God. I trust in God's unfailing love forever and ever. For what you have done, I will always praise you in the presence of your faithful people, and I will hope in your name, for your name is good." An evil past, seen through the eyes of faith set on the future, enables David to see himself rightly in the present. The wicked will be uprooted, but David is firmly planted in God's house. He is like an olive tree, one of the longest living and most fruitful trees. And it's because of who God is for David that he has this great hope. We always need to look for that in Scripture. Who is God for his people in Psalm 52? He is the God of unfailing love. We can trust in him. Love for his people, even when our actions brought destruction we never intended. Love for his people, even when their actions were evil. Remember Psalm 51, David's confession of adultery and murder came right before this. God's love is unfailing, friends, because it is not because we're so lovable, but precisely the opposite. Actually, we wouldn't be surprised if God's love came to folks who had it all together. It is God's covenant faithfulness that preserves those he loves as they learn not to trust in the evil works of today, but to trust in the God of the future, whose works will triumph in the end. And that is why we can give him praise in the company of the faithful. Look at the past through the eyes of faith so you can firmly root yourself to praise God in this present evil age. Remember who you are and who you belong to.
time to help out with Christmas. Here are some ways that you can help local families in need. Shop online at Walmart.com through December 28th and round up to support a local Salvation Army in your area. Volunteer to ring bells until December 24th. You can sign up to volunteer at registertoring.com. You can volunteer for 1 to 2 hours, Monday through Saturday, or some Salvation Army locations are actually hiring to be a paid worker. You can stop by the Elkhart Salvation Army for more info. Call 574-970-0088. You can become online bell ringer. To become online bell ringer, sign up at salarmy.us/Elkhart Kettle. Another thing you can do is join the Red Ribbon Basket campaign. With this, you fill a basket with personal products or household items to be given to a family in need. They are hoping to help approximately 600 families this year. For more information, call 574-970-0088 to be connected to the Elkhart Salvation Army, or visit your local Salvation Army in your area to see what you can do for Christmas this year. Happy holidays, and hope you can have some fun helping a family in need this Christmas.
News Source 1 Michiana is still your station for happy and whole in him and school and community. News from Sylvia Stark. Michiana racing coverage still expounds with Ron Verash, and we give a hearty station welcome to Fred Webster, who will cover Plymouth and Rochester news. More is coming next.
Now, the rest of the story. Jim had had that accordion since he was 16. Ever since his hardware store owner father got it from a member of a traveling carnival. Seems the carny had purchased more than he could pay for, and he used that accordion to settle his debt. Dad brought the instrument home to his son. The boy and his squeeze box were inseparable from then on. It was a true story, and Jim loved to tell it each time just before he played his accordion. And then one night, he made his professional debut. Jim had moved to New York City. Shortly thereafter, he and a fellow named Hank became best friends, roommates, in fact. They were invited one evening to a party, and Jim brought his accordion. Predictably, Jim told the story of how he and the instrument met, then both entertained until the small hours. It was 3 when Jim and Hank headed for home. Between the party and the subway station was Times Square. As they crossed the square, Hank got an idea. It was almost pitch dark. There was hardly any traffic. The perfect setting for an accordion concert. See if you can draw some people with that thing, Hank urged. Well, Jim flashed a quizzical expression and then a smile. The two young men stopped. I mean, right there in the middle of Times Square. And bathed in city shadows, Jim started playing his accordion. For long minutes, that music was the only sound in the night. And then slowly, one by one, an audience gathered. They wore the tattered, insubstantial clothing of Times Square's round-the-clock habitués. They appeared from around corners and emerged from doorways in which they had been sleeping. Bums is what they were. Jim and Hank, dressed in suits and neckties, stood out amidst the swelling assembly of derelicts. But Jim kept playing. And suddenly, one of the tramps called out the name of a popular song. And Jim, grinning, honored the request. And he played that song, every bit of it. Then there was a request for another. And yet another, and another. And the bums began to applaud. And more bums began to gather. And then Hank. Now, some might say he was a little tipsy that morning. But nonetheless, Hank began to pass his upturned hat among these derelicts of Times Square. Here is Hank, all neatly suited and necktied, seeking handouts from the ragged, impoverished inhabitants of Times Square. And he got them. The handouts, I mean. Well, the festivities might have continued until dawn had Jim not been rudely interrupted by a brisk rap on his back. The rap came from a nightstick, and the nightstick was attached to a New York policeman. As the derelict audience cringed, the officer angrily admonished Jim and Hank. He said it had taken him 3 hours to quiet the Times Square tramps down. Now he said it would take another 3 hours to get him to go back to sleep. I want you both out of here, he said. And meekly, Jim and Hank obeyed the order. Nobody remembers how they split the 9 cents, which they extracted from Hank's hat. But that's how much their personal appearance was worth back in the early 1930s. That of a hat-passing impresario named Henry Fonda and a pleasant-faced Pennsylvania-born accordion player named Jimmy Stewart. And now you know the rest of the story.
This is News Source 1 Michiana, Elkhart, South Bend.